Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the boxing hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and of course, worldwide on the fabulous internet. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. Today, of course, a big day in the world of boxing, the World Heavyweight Championship held by Vitaly Klitschko up for grabs over there in Germany. So we've got that to talk about. We've got a card tonight on Showtime to talk about. So lots of boxing to talk about in this, the boxing hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, coming up in our next hour, it'll be all MMA. That's right, MMA. I'm talking about mixed martial arts, specifically the Ultimate Fighting Championship. So we'll bring in the premier writer in the world of MMA and professional wrestling. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free phone lines, and when I say toll-free, I mean it won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. So, yeah, Vitaly Klitschko doing his thing today against Derek Chisora, and Chisora slapped Klitschko at the weigh-in, so everybody's all, like, pumped up about this now, right? Not me. We've got some guests. We'll talk about boxing, of course, with Socrates Palmer today. Maybe we'll bring in Johnny Boz. We can wake him up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So you keep him with you. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it wants, give him what it wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold your man. Oh, never get so confident that there's nothing you want to know. Cause by the time you lose your thing, then you got to blow. You know you got what it takes to be the untold boss. Use your wisdom.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com. Your inside look into the world of boxing.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Come on, sit down.
Yeah.
The fight's about to start. You want a cold beer?
Hey, that would be nice.
Would you mind getting us a couple of beers, son? Hey, Brady, why don't you try some of these horse divers? Hey, Lamont, hurry up. The fight's need to start.
Who's fighting, Fred? Do you know?
Yeah, Indian Joe Roach and a Mexican fella named, Jesus Alvarez.
Hey, Bob, that's pronounced Jesus.
Well, he spelled it the same way Jesus spelled his name.
I know, but you don't say it that way.
Well, if they know he's going to be a fighter, why they name him Jesus?
How did his parents know when he was born that he was going to be a fighter?
Yeah, Fred, maybe they thought he was going to be a carpenter.
Ooh, look at that left hook. I bet you won't know how to grow in that spot again.
Get up, Roach. Get up before he step on you.
Wow. That wasn't much of a fight, was it? I get to see better fights than that at home where I'm born. You ought to see the Fergusons go at it.
They fight a lot, huh?
All the time. She picked up a glass one time and threw it at him and broke all his teeth.
Grady, how could she break all of his teeth?
His teeth were in the glass.
But when all else fails, I got to groove.
Hard to believe it's been 20 years since the late Red Fox passed away. Of course, he was a hell of a comedian, a hell of a stand-up comic. I saw his act at the Hacienda Hotel, the old Hacienda, when it was a motel in Las Vegas. Of course, a motel, and now it's a big-time hotel and casino. But the bottom line is, that was like 1985, 1984. And then in 1986, and I kid you not, I was at the Tyson-Burbick fight. Mike Tyson capturing the World Heavyweight Championship. That was November 22nd, 1986, at the Las Vegas Hilton. And Red Fox comes in, and I asked Red Fox to take a picture with my buddy Lenny Albert. So I snapped a picture, and there was cocaine dropping out of both of Red Fox's nostrils and on his shirt. White powder, I kid you not. That's an honest-to-God story. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Speaking of boxing, let's talk first of all about tonight's schedule. 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, that's 1:30 p.m. Pacific time on EPIX. I think you can pick this up on the internet, E-P-I-X. Of course, it is the WBC heavyweight champion, Vitaly Klitschko, 43-2, the better of the Klitschko brothers, the one that tested positive for steroids back in 1996. He was disqualified from the Olympics. Of course, his brother, Vladimir, went on to win the gold medal. That's the guy with the bad chin, the glass jaw, call it what you want. I don't consider him much of a fighter, but they both hold a portion of the world heavyweight title. Unfortunately, they will never fight. I've tried to say that one brother went after the other brother's wife and tried to instigate things, but that ain't working. So it doesn't look like they will ever fight. They love each other and they're brothers. But Vitaly Klitschko taking on Derek Chisora, 15-2, 9 KOs. The guy isn't that good of a fighter, but he slapped Vitaly Klitschko at the weigh-in the day before yesterday, and that sort of got everybody up in arms. Oh, boy, this is going to be an exciting fight. Maybe Klitschko will commit himself, you know, and do something other than fight safety first. Of course, he's so boring. He and his brother Vladimir together, they can put a crack addict to sleep. Somebody on meth will put them to sleep. The bottom line is, though, until they get beat, I guess they are the two world heavyweight champions. That is the main event. That's on EPIX beginning at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on 4:30 on the East Coast. And, of course, tonight on Showtime, we got it going on. The Punisher, He got punished a couple of fights ago, got knocked the, you know what, out by, I don't want to say that word, by Sergio Martinez, the reigning world middleweight champion, talking about Paul the Punisher Williams, who got punished not only by him, but he got punished in that fight by Arizandy Lara. Of course, Lara, the Cuban national, not getting the decision in Atlantic City. All three judges were suspended, but the decision was not reversed. So Williams now 40-2, 27 KOs. Take it on the guy that knocked out James Kirkland. Now, I've had Kirkland on the show in the past. He used to be trained by Ann Wolfe. Then he went back to Ann Wolfe, so he was with Ann Wolfe again. Of course, Ann Wolfe is the woman that Leila Ali was scared to death of. Of course, my friend down there in Las Vegas, Mary Owen, says, no, I don't think so. No, I don't think Leila was scared of Ann Wolfe. Ann Wolfe would have beaten Leila Ali so bad they would have arrested her after the fight. Okay, but the bottom line is, of course, now she's training Kirkland again. And Kirkland, who got knocked out in one round by this guy, Noburo Ishida, 24-6-2, 9 KOs. A tall, lanky Japanese guy. I mean, not considered much of a puncher, but he knocks Kirkland out in one round. So the bottom line is, I guess he can punch a little bit. Anyway, that's who Paul the Punisher Williams takes on tonight. And that is live on Showtime beginning at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Take that back, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Of course, he'll never get over that loss to Sergio Martinez, I don't think. In fact, I'm surprised the referee isn't still counting, like 1,000,004, you know, I mean, just still counting. I mean, he was knocked out so-called. It was one of the most devastating knockouts in history. And speaking of knockouts, go to the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. We've got video of the Mike McCallum knockout of Donald Curry. Of course, that was in 1988, fabulous knockout, a one-punch knockout, maybe one of the best, if not the best, knockouts of the past 25 years. So we've got the video up of that. We've got the video up of Vitaly Klitschko getting slapped at the weigh-in by Derek Chisora. And, of course, we have one of the greatest sucker punches of all time. We've got the video of it, folks, and we replay it a couple of times. I mean, this is tremendous. I'm talking about Riddick Bowe sucker punching Larry Donald at the L.A. Forum. It was a pre-fight press conference 4 or 5 days before their Saturday fight in Las Vegas. It was in L.A. in Inglewood. The Inglewood Forum is what they call it now, I believe. Anyway, the bottom line is he hit him with a left and a right. And if you've ever seen anybody get sucker punched, this was like the sucker punch of all time. I kid you not. And why Bo wasn't arrested and why Larry Donald didn't sue Bo, why Larry Donald went through with the fight when he knew he was going to lose. He wasn't going to beat Riddick Bowe. He was sort of like an opponent type. I mean, Larry's a good fighter, but Bowe at that time was a level better than him. In fact, at one point in time, Riddick Bowe, under the tutelage of the great Eddie Futch, was the best heavyweight prospect to come around in a long time. I think he could have beat Lennox Lewis had he fought Lennox Lewis when they were supposed to. Instead, he and his manager, promoter, Rock Newman, went over to London, and they dumped the WBC title they were supposed to defend, the title belt, against Lennox Lewis into a trash can in front of the media. So that's how much respect they have for Lennox Lewis. Of course, Lennox beating Riddick Bowe in both the 1988 Pan Am Games and the 1988 Olympics, of course, and stopping him in the Olympics and getting the gold medal did Lennox Lewis, of course, the former world heavyweight champion. So that's some of the stuff we've got going on the website as well. And then I've got a story. It's part four of Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, of course, I'm running a series on Mike Tyson. And personally, I've always thought that Mike Tyson was, you know, after the Buster Douglas fight, that he went downhill. I mean, his peak was the Carl Williams fight in 1989. I think it was July of 1989. He knocked him out in like a minute and 31 seconds. It took 3 seconds longer to make a believer out of Carl the Truth Williams than it did to make a liar out of Michael Spinks. Of course, he had knocked out Michael Spinks a couple of years before in quick style fashion as well. But Mike Tyson at the top of his game in 1989, but in 1990 when he took on Buster Douglas, he got knocked down by the late Greg Page. Late Greg Page knocked him down. I mean, it was on TV. Everybody was watching. And Tyson was being filmed over there in Japan. He wasn't training. His trainer, Aaron Snow, got a lot of the blame because Tyson's eye blew up like a balloon and he didn't have an end swell in the corner. But yet, that's the responsibility of the cut man, not the trainer. But the bottom line is, you know, that's who got the blame on that one. I'm talking about the great Aaron Snow, one of my former broadcast partners as far as television on the East Coast was concerned, and Comcast South. We had a lot of good shows doing that together. But the bottom line is, you know, Mike Tyson, not the fighter that he was after, not the fighter he was before the Carl with the Truth Williams fights, gets knocked out by Buster Douglas in February of 1990. Then he goes on to take on Henry Tillman, the man that beat him in the 1984 Olympic trial run-up. Of course, Tillman went on to win the gold medal by beating Willie DeWitt, and then Willie DeWitt came back and stopped Tillman as a pro. So never had a whole lot of respect for Tillman, and then Tillman jumped on me on Facebook this week and said, Pedro, have you ever had a fight? And I said, yeah, I had 52, and I never got knocked out. Not like you did. Anyway, the bottom line is we went back and forth a little bit on Facebook, Henry Tillman and myself, and I think I got the last word on that one. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, then comes Mike Tyson's going to fight Evander Holyfield. But before he can fight Evander Holyfield, who knocked out Buster Douglas after Buster Douglas had knocked out Mike Tyson, he got involved with Desiree Washington. Remember her? She was one of the, she was Miss Rhode Island in the Black Miss USA pageant back in 1992, and he was accused of rape. And if you go to the website, I'm not going to spell out the graphic details on the radio because my producer might get a little hot, but the bottom line is you need to go to the website, ringtalk.com, and you realize that, you know, Mike Tyson got screwed over there. He didn't deserve to be convicted of a rape. There was more than reasonable doubt there. Miss Washington did some things leading up to this that would have, how can I put this? She was a willing participant, as far as I'm concerned. And if you go to the website, you can read the story. I kid you not. I got it all down. Check it out, ringtalk.com. The article is entitled Mike Tyson, Part 4, Buster Douglas to the Bogus Rape Case. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. This is Boxing Hour Number 1. Hour Number 2, all about mixed martial arts in the UFC. We do have open phone lines, coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Yeah, the ultimate. The ultimate fighter, the ultimate ducker, call him what you want. I call him the ultimate politician. Guy talks out both sides of his mouth, and he does it bilingually. He does it in Tagalog and English. I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao. Of course, he's going to be fighting in June. Of course, Floyd Mayweather is going to take on Miguel Cotto May the 5th in Las Vegas. Saul Alvarez and Sugar Shane Mosley have been added to the card. That's the pay-per-view card on May the 5th, but Manny Pacquiao coming back June the 9th, and he's taking on Timothy Bradley. And, of course, Bradley, the 140-pound world champion. I don't know how much of a fight that's going to be. So we'll bring on my next guest, of course, Socrates Palmer of BoxingTalk.com. What's up, Mr. New Yorker?
How are you, Pedro? How's everything?
I'm doing just fine, sir. Is that going to be a fight, Pacquiao and Bradley? Has that got the potential to be a fight or what?
I think it has the potential for Pacquiao to look like the way you know he was looking when he fought Ricky Hatton and guys like Diaz when he was starching dudes. I think Bradley's kind of tailor-made for him. I think he's easily hit. Now, Bradley has to rough him up, you know, and you figure that's his M.O. He uses his head a lot. But I think Manny's gonna probably look as good as he's looked in the last couple of years.
Well, you know, you're right. I think Manny hasn't looked good in a couple of years, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he's getting old. He's been in fights with bigger guys. And, of course, the suspicion of him being on super vitamins, I'm talking about steroids and EPO and insulin and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, once the suspicion of that came out and all these allegations came out, why do you think his performance has started to decline? Do you think there's some correlation between the two?
I think also you have to sprinkle in the fact that he might be stretching himself out too thin. I mean, the guy is human. You know, he's definitely not shy. He loves the camera. And, you know, he's a politician. He's a singer. He's a fighter.
Hey, wait. No. We played one of his songs here on the show. We're on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And I wouldn't call him a singer. I would call him a karaoke bandit. I mean, at the very best. The guy sung Imagine. And poor John Lennon, he must be rolling over twice in his grave every time that Manny sings that.
He probably went to the Ashley Simpson School of Singing, no doubt about it.
Well, you know what? The Filipinos are when it comes to, like, karaoke, they are the kings of it. There's no question about it. I mean, you go to any of the bars that are karaoke bars here in the San Francisco Bay Area or the gay area, call it what you want. The bottom line is they're all Filipinos doing karaoke. So it's like a tradition from them over there in that country. Of course, the only time I did karaoke was in Big Bear, California with Emmanuel Stewart. He and I had a few drinks, and we sung My Way. Frank Sinatra's and Elvis Presley sort of combined the two, and we sung a version of My Way. And when I saw it the very next day on VHS tape, I reached into the videotape player, got the tape out, and broke it in half because I didn't want that ended up on the Internet. You know what I'm saying, Sock?
Too bad. Who's modesty apart, who's got the better pipes?
Neither of us had the better pipes. We were both very embarrassing. I mean, Emmanuel was embarrassed by it. I was embarrassed by it. But Emmanuel said, so what if people see it? We're human. No, I'm not going to let that happen. This was at the forefront, the beginning of the Internet in the early 1990s. I knew it had the potential to end up on the Internet. And I said, no, I just don't think so, man. Socrates Palmer is our guest, folks. Of course, he is a featured writer at BoxingTalk.com. We're trying to lure him over to RingTalk.com. Maybe he can write for both. But, you know, we're going to talk about tonight's fights, of course. Vitaly Klitschko taking on Derek Chisora. Of course, Chisora slapping Klitschko at the weigh-in. Is that the cleanest punch he's going to land all in this whole week or what?
You know, I just saw that a little while ago because I saw people posting about it on Facebook. And I don't know, man. I would leave well enough alone. I mean, I think he might have made Vitaly mad. You know, I didn't think Chisora had much of a chance. you know, unless outside of landing a lucky shot. But Klitschko doesn't even let you get near him. Like, that's as close as you're going to get.
Well, I'll say it again, Sock. If I was 6'7", weighed 245, 250 pounds, I would never be beaten, especially the way they fight, the Klitschkos. They fight safety first. Absolutely. I mean, they use all their height and their reach and all that kind of stuff to stay away from potential danger. And, of course, that makes them boring. And with boxing goes the – with the heavyweight champion of the world goes boxing. Is that the reason why boxing's taking a decline, the fact that here in the U.S. anyway, the fact that the two title holders, the two most prominent names in the heavyweight division are Klitschkos and they're based in Germany, they're out of Russia. Is that why heavyweight boxing and boxing in general is on the decline in the U.S.? No heavyweight champion?
It's one of the factors, absolutely.
What are the other factors?
Well, the availability of boxing, although everyone has cable, you know, and they say that, oh, you know, if boxing's hurt that it's not on network TV, but let's face it, I mean, who doesn't have cable, you know, and or a satellite or something like that? I think it's just that the people are so turned off by the reputation that boxing has given upon itself with the bad decisions. And most people on the street, if you ask them, do you think boxing's ever fixed? You'd probably be surprised at the number of people that do think that boxing.
When I polled people here in the San Francisco Financial District about 8 or 10 months ago, maybe a year ago, I sat down there on a Friday afternoon, and I polled 100 people. How many people out of 100 do you think thought boxing was fixed?
Out of 100
people that I posed, how many people do you think thought boxing was fixed? These are working professionals, are people in the financial district of San Francisco. How many? What percentage?
40.
72%.
No way.
72%.
Wow.
72 people out of 100 thought the game was fixed. And of course, they blamed it all on Don King. And Don King's really not even a major player anymore, although he did use some racial slurs in describing Chris Arreola and a couple of the other Mexican fighters. He called them wetbacks this week in a couple of press conferences and things like that. So he's got the, the Spanish media up in arms. But he's trying to generate, how can I put this, you know, He is the world's greatest promoter when it comes to promoting himself, and he's a pretty darn good promoter when it comes to promoting boxing. But, you know, the fact that he's like a double or triple murderer, and the fact that people look at him and they think that right away every fight is his.
Do you really think he did that stuff, or do you think he just took the bullet for somebody?
Oh, no. He shot one guy in the back who had robbed his numbers racket. Then he stomped Sam Garrett to death. Sam Garrett over a $600 numbers debt. And Sam, the cops are rolling up on him, okay? The cops in Cleveland, Ohio, the cops are rolling up on him. And Don is kicking the snot out of him, just beating the snot out of Sam Garrett. Sam Garrett was a heroin addict. He was a junkie. He weighed about 135, 140 pounds, little weakly, scrawny-looking guy. And Don's beating him up. And as the cops are running at him, Don takes one last kick. And that one last kick killed him. So Sam Garrett was dead, and of course
he got manslaughter.
No, yeah, but then he went to jail. He went to jail for, you know, a couple of years, and when he got out, the governor pardoned him. That's why he's able to go to Japan and all these countries around the world. Is that officially he's never been convicted? And there was another murder tied into the Don himself. So he's got three bodies, at least three corpses on his resume, and I guess at the age of 80, he won't be killing anybody anymore, will he?
No. I mean, thanks to HBO, Don has become almost irrelevant in the game, despite the fact that you can argue after Ali and Mike Tyson, he's probably the most recognizable person in boxing of the last 30, 40 years. You know, I mean, my mom knows who Don King is. And that's how I always, you know, find out if a guy's a celebrity. When someone that's not, you know, a TV addict knows who you are, then, you know, you're doing something right.
You know, I was gonna get married in the 90s. I won't say to who, and she might be listening, and don't want to irritate anybody or anything like that. So when I told her that Don King was gonna be at the wedding, her mother found out. Her mother went absolutely ballistic. I mean, ballistic. I mean, she went nuts, and the wedding never took place. So I guess she didn't have to worry about it. But the bottom line is, her parents were like. They were up in arms, man. They were talking about calling off. They were paying for the wedding. And I told them that Don King was on the guest list and he was coming and he was bringing a couple of people. And they weren't too happy about that, you know, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking with Socrates Palmer. He'll be with us until about 55 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking boxing this hour. In the next hour, we'll talk, of course, MMA. And then tomorrow, Sunday, we'll have a special show, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow on the same network. I'm talking about the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, live worldwide via the fabulous Internet. We do have open toll-free phone lines coast-to-coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
My job, sometimes I go, people don't appreciate what they have in life. And I go, you know what, Bobby? You get up on stage, you work an hour a night, you drink, you get to say, F- how great is my job? And I get to say to a woman in the front row, nice tits. You guys can't do that at your job. You can't do that at the water cooler or the copy machine. And I don't care if you're a CEO of a company or you're at 7-Eleven or a gas station. It doesn't matter what you do. I don't care if you're a flight attendant or a male nurse or a choreographer or a florist or a hairstylist. I'm just saying. You can't do that. Woman is so upset. I was sexually harassed. I didn't need anything to be sexually harassed. Sexually harassed me. Hey, Bobby, nice. Bring it on. Do you have nice balls? Look at my balls. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'm serious. When we get upset about nothing. You know, my wife got dirty phone calls last year. I mean, she had like these three calls, and her number's unlisted. And she's like freaking out. I go, what are you freaking out about? She says, some guy's calling me. I go, who is he? I don't know. But he doesn't know where you live. So she wants to put an alarm in the house and get a gun and a dog. And what are you doing? She can't sleep at night. I'm getting dirty phone calls. What do I do? I said, honey, I pay $8 a minute for dirty phone calls. You get them for free? Do you not appreciate anything? If I'm lucky enough to get dirty phone calls, I'm sleeping with the f***ing windows open, hoping that the hooker fairy may show up with a condom under my pillow. Where are you, hooker fairy? Where's my hooker fairy? Call me, hooker fairy. I love you. I gotta go. You've been great. Thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
Bringing us back here, the sounds of Miami Vice. Of course, that was the great Bobby Slayton. Bobby tells me I dress like a pimp. That's what he said to me at his last show in San Jose when I saw him. Of course, I've seen him once since then. But he said, you know, you and I are the only ones that dress up at these clubs anymore. He goes, you and me, that's it. Because everybody else comes in jeans. They look like slobs. He goes, you look like a New York pimp. Speaking of New York, we've got a New Yorker on the line. I don't think he's a pimp, but he's a hell of a guy. I'm talking about boxing writer extraordinaire Socrates Palmer of BoxingTalk.com. And we were talking about the decline of the game of boxing here in the United States, and you said that it was because of possibly, you know, the reputation of boxing amongst working professionals and the casual sports fan. But Socrates, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that there are no amateur gyms anymore. I mean, when I grew up, yeah, I got to go to the gym for free, and when we had to pay dues, it was $10 a month. Okay, and sometimes our trainers would pay the $10 a month. I think it costs $100 a month to go to Gleason now, doesn't it?
It probably is so, but it's funny because I have a good friend of mine, and we drive into work. He was an amateur fighter in the 80s and 90s, and we were talking about how all the gyms now here in New York, they're down by, well, what's called like the Garment District, which is down by downtown Manhattan, catering to the white-collar community, you know, and because you have these business people that want to take, like, these aerobic boxing classes. And, for example, there's, like, four gyms within walking distance of each other. And the gyms in the inner city, in the Bronx, former world champion Aaron Davis had a gym in my neighborhood, and it closed down because he just couldn't make it. And there's a lot of factors. I think also it probably goes back to society. The parents really are not, really doing a crummy job being parents in a lot of places. And kids' priorities are, like, for example, you see a kid with $200 Jordans on, okay?
Yeah.
These kids don't want to go into boxing. You know what I mean? If your parents can afford you $200 Jordans, they can afford a gym membership. But it's just that disconnect. It's a lot of stuff, you know. But the gyms not being in the inner city is a big factor. Boxing is also a sport that you need discipline. I can go and play basketball and hang out all night. I can't do that in boxing. You know, if I'm 14 years old, 15 years old. So that's a big factor as well.
Good point. You know, when I look at the amateurs now,
a lot of stuff.
I see some of these amateur guys, having won four Golden Glove titles myself. I look at the amateurs now, some of the amateur fighters, and I think, you know, I trained harder as an amateur than these guys trained ever in their lives. I used to run twice a day, 5 miles in the morning. Okay, then I'd rest. Then I'd go to the gym like 3:30, 4 o'clock. So then I'd spar 5, 6, 7 rounds, do 5, 6, 7 rounds in a heavy bag, do the jump rope, do your calisthenics, all this kind of stuff. Then I'd go home, I'd eat a little bit, and I'd rest. And then I ran straight uphill for 2 miles and then a 1 mile sprint on flat ground. Then I would jump rope for 10 minutes. And if I didn't do so, my mother, my quasi-running trainer, would get on my case. In fact, one night I refused to jump rope, Socrates, after running this 3 mile run, 2 miles straight uphill on Westboro Boulevard in South San Francisco, and then a mile sprint across Skyline Boulevard over into Pacifica, California. And I told Mom I didn't feel like jumping rope because she threw the jump rope out the window at me. You know, good jump rope. I said, I don't feel like it. I don't want to. And I had been beaten in a fight a couple of years earlier for not being 100%. And she said to me, jump the rope. I said, no, I'm not going to jump it. She goes, if you don't jump the rope, you're walking home. I didn't believe her. I thought she was bluffing. She left. I mean, I'm like 6-7 miles from home, so I'm calling my girlfriend at the time. I'm calling her collect, and her mother's not accepting the call. I'm going, please accept the call, accept the call. Finally, the third time when I called collect, they did accept the call, and my girlfriend did come and pick me up. But the bottom line is, mom left me 5-6 miles from home. Said, look, you don't want to jump the rope? Fine, you get to walk home. But my mom was a, when it came to conditioning, she wanted me in the very best shape ever. In fact, I remember one time they put my Chris Gomez, my trainer, told her that I was having weight issues, and they put a chain and a lock around the refrigerator. It was a dual opening door. One door was a freezer, one door was the refrigerator, and they came together. And my stepfather, Michael, the late Michael Ramirez, put a little chain around there, put a padlock on it. I mean, I kid you not. I mean, these people were stone cold serious. You are not embarrassing us.
Right, people kid. You had people that kid in your life. And unfortunately, you got a lot of kids that are being raised by kids themselves. And, you know, their priorities are all out of whack. You know, the amateur game, especially in the U.S., they have the right idea, I think, bringing in somebody like Freddie Roach, you know, to try to help out. But I'll give you a perfect example of how the U.S. boxing amateur system is going down. Remember a few months back, they had a fight on Showbox, Will Rosinski and Rodriguez.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, these two are supposed to be, you know, U.S. champions and stuff. And I'm watching the fight. I'm like, neither one of these guys is ever going to be a world champion. Even in the watered down, you know, that everybody's got a title. Like, these guys aren't any good. And these were supposed to be the guys that, you know, were the best that this country had to offer. And I remember talking to Steve Farhood a couple of days later that he was at an event. And it's kind of like a reflection on how bad, you know, amateur boxing is falling in this country. So,
you know,
I think also the coaching.
Yeah, speaking of coaching, here in San Francisco, we have a young man named, I call him Double B, Ben Batista. He runs a gym down on 7th Street, which is not in the good part of town. It used to be the old Greyhound terminal. The Greyhound bus terminal used to be next door. Winos used to lay in the street and things like that. And now it's sort of like junkies and stuff like that hanging around. But he's got a gym. It's called the Straightforward Boxing Gym. He takes kids off the street and he trains them. And he's got a couple of world. He's got Eva Grant. I think she's the IBF or the WBC, the IBF 112-pound ladies champion. And he's got Kareem Mayfield. And he's got some good fighters. I mean, Batista's doing a good job. In fact, he was just named Northern California Amateur Trainer of the Year. So congrats to Double B on that one. But the bottom line is, you know, there aren't any teachers out there. I mean, Ben's a good teacher. Ben's a good mentor. Ben's a good friend. And when I was growing up, they had teachers. They had people like Freddie Roach's mentor. I'm talking about the great Eddie Futch, you know, Ray Arcel, Freddie Brown. I can go on and on. I mean, they were great trainers. And speaking of great trainers, I don't know about you, but I think Angelo Dundee was a great motivator, but I never considered Angelo a great trainer in the fact that he had Willie Pastrana, who won the world light heavyweight title first, and then, of course, he had Muhammad Ali, and then, of course, Sugar Ray Leonard. Those were his two real big claims to fame, but I don't think there was a whole lot that Angelo could have brought to either Ali or Leonard when it came to talent, because they had the natural talent and the fighting abilities, but I do think he was a great motivator. When he told Leonard between the 13th and the 14th round in September of 1981 against Thomas the Hitman Hearns, when Leonard was behind, son, you're blowing it. Leonard's eye was swollen shut. And he was almost toast. And he came out, and of course, he threw a barrage of punches, put Tommy Hearns up against the ropes, and of course, the late great referee Davy Pearl jumped in and stopped the fight, and that secured, of course, Ray Leonard the undisputed world welterweight title. So I think Dundee was a great motivator, but I really don't see him being that great of a trainer. What about you?
Well, also don't forget what he did in the Henry Cooper fight. You know, that Ali's glove, you know, mysteriously opened up, and that bought his fighter some, you know, a few extra valuable minutes. I mean,
like 7 or 8 or 10.
Yeah, that changed. Can you imagine if Ali goes to England and gets stopped by Henry Cooper? What was that? You know, do you think the history of boxing would have been changed a little bit?
Good point. We're talking with Socrates Palmer, folks. He is with BoxingTalk.com. We're talking about the heavyweight champion, of course, Muhammad Ali, going to London, England in 1962 and fighting in Wembley Stadium against the great late Henry Cooper. Sir Henry Cooper, he was treasured by the queen over there. He was considered like a lord. And he knocked down Muhammad Ali, then Cassius Clay. And, of course, he said Dundee said there was already a split in the glove, and then he just opened the glove up a little bit. But since then, since 1962, they've always had the Dundee rule. Now they call it the Dundee rule. In other words, they have a spare set of gloves ringside because they ran all over Wembley Stadium, couldn't find another pair of gloves. They decided to continue the fight 10 minutes later, and of course, Ali went on to stop Henry Cooper that first time. Then he came back and defended the World Heavyweight Championship a couple years later that he took from Sonny Liston in that same Wembley Stadium against Henry Cooper. So whether he opened the cut up, or whether he opened the cut in the glove himself, or whether he further opened the glove, the bottom line was Dundee, of course, did buy the undefeated Cassius Clay some critical time there because Cooper was on. I mean, he was, for lack of a better term, Clay was on Queer Street.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, you know, you talk about Dundee being more of a motivator and probably strategist. And I think that's probably the biggest asset that a trainer has, though, is being able to work with the fighter from the neck up. Because physically, especially when you get to that elite level, all the guys are good. I mean, you don't fight for a world title necessarily if you're not somewhat good. And a lot of times, the difference between the challenger and the champion is that mental toughness. You know, guys choking, you know, in front of, you know, they've never fought it in front of 15,000 people. And, you know, you get nervous, you don't know how the guy's going to react. So that's definitely an underestimated factor of a trainer.
Okay, I got less than a minute left. We're with Socrates Palmer of BoxingTalk.com. Paul Williams is going to take on Nobuhiro Ishida, the guy that knocked out James Kirkland about a year ago. Is Williams in much of a fight here? Is this Japanese guy for real, or was that a fluke?
I don't know. It's interesting because you don't know how much Williams has left. I mean, he didn't look so hot against Ruslan Dilara. I don't think it's coincidence that they didn't have a rematch. And I guess the Japanese fellow, you know, I think he's got a very good chance of winning. I'd be interested to find out what the odds are.
That's 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock out here on the Pacific Coast. Of course, I'm talking about Showtime Boxing tonight. And that's coming to you from Corpus Christi, Texas, on the undercard. Chris Areola hoping to get another shot at the World Heavyweight Championship. Speaking of heavyweight champions, you are a heavyweight champion, even though I know you don't weigh anywhere close to 200 pounds, Mr. Palmer. And I thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be on the best boxing radio show in the world.
Thank you so much. The great Socrates Palmer, folks, of BoxingTalk.com and coming soon to RingTalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing this hour. The next hour, we talk nothing but MMA. Our last break coming up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, live worldwide on the internet, and, of course, the cable radio network as well.
It's what you get. It's what you get.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family. family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
The great Jeff Tamalier there on guitar for the Tower of Power. Speaking of Tower of Power, if you go to towerofpower.com and hit the message board, Pedro's Song of the Month has been updated. I bring you back to 1975, The Soul of a Child, with lead singer Hubert Tubbs. He was the fourth lead singer for the Tower of Power. They've had 13 or 14 in total. Of course, Larry Braggs has been with them now for about 10, 11 years. But the bottom line is Pedro has updated his section of the website at towerofpower.com. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 o'clock Eastern time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, live worldwide on the Internet. And, of course, tonight, this afternoon, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 4:30 on the East Coast. I'm talking about Derek Chisora, the guy that slapped Vitaly Klitschko 15-2, 9 KOs, has no chance in beating Klitschko. That's probably the cleanest punch he's ever going to land. The Vitaly Klitschko was slapping him at the weigh-in. Klitschko 43-2, 42 KOs. The bottom line is Klitschko's a much better fighter than him. He's near 40 years old. He's coming to the end of the road, but the end of the road will not be today. Not against this limited fighter, and I kid you not. And, of course, tonight, Paul Williams 40-2, the Punisher, taking on the Japanese upset artist. Talk about Nuriburo Hiro Ishida, 24-6-2, 9 KOs. That's 12 rounds in a light middleweight, 154-pound bout. That's 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And, of course, the semi-main event, not bad. Chris Areola, of course, Chris Areola, 34-2, 19 KOs. He's lost a lot of weight. The guy fought like 180 pounds as an amateur, 178 pounds as an amateur, and then came in like at 260, 265. He's down to about 230 these days, so he's looking good. He's taking on Eric Molina, 18-1, 14 KOs. That's on Showtime. That begins at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This was your inside look into the world of boxing. We are every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Sports Byline Network. And of course, the next hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide will all be all about MMA and the world of UFC. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, and most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.